A Philadelphia nonprofit is sending more than 100 children's books to kids at the Berks County Residential Center. It's a federal detention facility for families awaiting decisions about their immigration cases. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the delivery comes as the national debate around immigration hits another boiling point.
More than 20 kids are living with their fathers at the Berks Detention Center, a roughly two-hour drive from Philadelphia. The vast majority of them are from Central America, either Guatemala or Honduras, which is why all of these brand new books are in Spanish.
Some are graphic novels, some are classic sports books. It's the whole gamut of children's literature.
Tim Whitaker is the executive director of Mighty Writers, the youth program sending the books thanks to a $3,000 grant. He says he hopes the books can help put detained kids at ease.
Maybe having a book in their hands with pictures of children that look like themselves, or a book they might have had back in their country where they came from, maybe that'll provide some comfort or relief. And that seems like a good idea.
To add a human touch to the delivery, Spanish-speaking students at Mighty Writers designed a batch of personalized bookmarks. Some of them have hearts, spaceships, or a row of trees. Others, like the one Alma created, have messages of hope.
I wrote "Keep Calm and Read On," and "Believe in Yourself."
Alma says she liked the idea of giving the children at Berks a chance to relax and learn, but she also wanted them to know there's someone thinking about them.
Like, I know that I don't know them very well, but I feel like I have a connection with them because they're kind of like my family. All immigrants are, everyone, we're all family, no matter what.
We're not using Alma's last name because some of her family is undocumented. If everything goes according to plan, the books will be at the detention center early next week as activists, lawyers, and lawmakers fight to shut down the facility because of conditions inside and an ongoing license dispute, and as tensions flare over a Trump administration policy that led to children being separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.